This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You don't know how happy I am to be back. I had a scare, a real bad scare on Friday when I had to go in for my medical procedure. And I know you guys have been, like, you know, bored to death with my talking to you about my tummy problems. But I had to have another endoscopy and EGD, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy. Did I pronounce that right? Anyway, we call it EGD for a reason, not because we're lazy. It's just we really don't know how to pronounce the terms. And so, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy. See? Say that three times fast. So, as you guys all remember, for those of you new to the Dr. Dahlia Show, I talk about a lot of my medical issues. Just wait till I get to the hemorrhoid section. But right now, we're talking about my tummy, the upper. And I've been having, you know, major, you know, distension issues. And I thought it was all irritable bowel, because I've had irritable bowel since medical school. That's what you get when you're in medical school. You get every disease possible, and then, or you think you do. And so, you know, I had, you know, major tummy issues for a while, but all of a sudden after I got my umbilical hernia repair and then dealt with mesh issues, I just have major tummy type issues. It doesn't hurt. It's just I look pregnant sometimes. Sometimes I look really skinny and then sometimes I look pregnant. I don't think I ever really look skinny, but, you know, in my mind I do. My mind, I'm pretty damn hot. But anyway, last month they found that I had esophageal ulcers in my esophagus. And, you know, I don't really drink, you know, that much. I mean, maybe every once in a while I have a mojito. So what they think happened is because I have a lot of scar tissue on my intestine, it's kind of tweaking it and throwing some acid back up into the esophagus, which is the feeding tube that connects to the stomach. So they had me on Nexium, a PPI, and we've talked about PPIs and how chronically you don't want to be on them. But if you have an ulcer, Lord have mercy, you go on them. And so I was on that every day, and I had to go in for my follow-up scope. All right, and I'll tell you what got scary. Oh, boy. All right, so I go in for my scope. Oh, by the way, I got to keep my pants and underwear on. Yeah, I just had to take off my bra and my top and wear a gown, but they let me keep my pants on. And the funny thing is I was upset at first because I had shaved, you know, my legs, and I had put self-tanner on, you know, because last time with my colonoscopy, you were naked. And I was like, okay, I want to make sure that my butt looks good. But they said, no, you know, we're doing the upper endoscopy. We don't need to look at your butt. Please keep your pants on. I was like, wow. So that was kind of nice. Thank you. All right, so, you know, you go in for your scope. I go through the whole propofol thing again, and they basically put a little mouth guard in there, and then they put the scope through that, so it bypasses the tongue, goes down into the esophagus. It will not go into the lungs because your epiglottis separates your trachea from your esophagus. So the scope goes down, and I wake up right after the propofol, and I guess they said the ulcers are gone. Woohoo! Yay! All right, but this is where the scare came. Oh my God! Okay, so I asked the nurse, "Did I snore? Right? You know, in my sleep? Did I snore?" She said, "No, but you mentioned a man's name." I was like, "Okay, well, I'm married. Did I mention Corey?" No, that wasn't him. It's like, oh God. Okay, now Corey's nowhere in the room, thank God. I told you this was scary. Oh my God. And I go, she goes, "I don't remember the name, but it was a doctor." And I was like, oh, okay. So I was a little relieved because I, you know, but I was like, I was a doctor. But okay. And it turned out, oh my gosh. Okay. So I had emailed somebody at work. I work at Toro University in Nevada. I teach medical students. And there was a, there's another faculty member who I help him with his course. And I had sent him an email. And I guess I didn't like the answer I got back in the email. You know, I was expecting, well, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, we do it this way or this way, but he never really, you know, when somebody responds to your email, but he doesn't actually answer the question. So you have to do a second email going, okay, well, do you understand what my question was? Anyway, I must have been thinking about that. So as I'm waking up out of anesthesia, I start talking about this doctor. And I was like, oh, my God. Now, you know, the nurse looked worried, you know, like, you know, okay, are you, you know, thinking about, and trust me, there's, you know, I would never be dreaming in that fashion about this coworker. He's an awesome guy, older, nice guy, friendly. He's like, you know, the uncle I had that didn't want anything to do with me, that kind of guy, right? But I was scared because do I think of other men besides my husband? Well, yeah, I mean, I do. I shouldn't, but I do. And that's a secret. Don't tell anybody. Please don't tell Corey. And so when they said that I was actually mumbling another man, and by the way, when my husband comes into the surgical center to wait for me, because, you know, we're doctors, sometimes he doesn't have to wait out in the lobby. They let him come back to recovery or whatever, and anybody does sometimes to come back to recovery. If I would have mentioned another man's name with my husband there, he would have divorced my half-naked butt right then and there. And so, you know, every now and then somebody will ask, you know, is it okay to think about somebody else other than your spouse? It's not okay. It's never going to be okay. Nobody's going to say it's okay. Does it happen? Oh, hell yeah. I tell you, you know what? I don't know if you guys were watching cable this week, but there was a lot of Lord of the Rings. Right? I don't know why there's so many reruns and a lot of, like, the Two Towers, that was on. And so, wow, Viggo Mortensen, he was in my dreams, like, all weekend long. And not sex dreams, just dreams like, you know, he's taking me to Walmart. Or he's helping, you know, put gas in my car, that kind of thing. You know, so, you know, is it okay to think about somebody else other than your spouse? No, it's not okay. It's never going to be okay. Does it happen? Yes. Will you ever reveal it to your spouse? Probably in some fashion or another. Now, I did tell my husband everything, because again, I didn't want him to divorce me. And, you know, I'm like, look, you know, I hope you don't mind, but I was talking about Dr. So-and-so, I guess, when I was coming out of anesthesia. And he was like, thank you, because last thing I want is for you to be talking about me. And I was like, oh, you know, that kind of makes some sense. All right, don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the White House is open to striking the health care provision from the tax bill because they really want to get tax overhaul. And some senators, including Senator Susan Collins of Maine, no surprise there, is having an issue with it. So according to ABC News, the White House says it is willing to strike a health care provision from the Senate legislation to cut taxes and overhaul the tax code if the provision will become an impediment. And this is a President Donald Trump legislative priority. They have to look like they get something done after the Thanksgiving recess so that they can be in a good position when it comes to the midterms. Plus, we would like to, ensure that the economy stabilizes and, improves. So, the provision would repeal a requirement if the provision was there that everyone in the U.S. have health insurance or pay a fine. But apparently it has emerged as a major sticking point, especially for Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine. And I guess the White House needs her vote. She has been a dissident of much of Obamacare reform or repeal since the beginning, and there's not enough of a majority in the Senate in order to pass or repeal or replace. So Collins said Sunday that the issue should be dealt with separately. And you know what? I might not disagree with her on that. So they say striking the provision would blow a big hole in the senator's tax plan, leaving them $338 billion short of the revenue goal over the next 10 years. So basically, striking this health care provision would actually save money. And I guess the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, showed favorable numbers because that provision would be there. So senators would have to find the money elsewhere to meet the revenue goal mandated by the budget resolution passed by the Senate and House earlier this year, but there is no consensus among senators on how to come up with the money. So Trump's budget director, Mick Mulvaney, said the White House is open to scrapping the provision, and Trump had pressed for the provision to be added to the bill, one, to show progress of the GOP and undoing the health care law. Plus, if you have something so popular as tax reform, that's a great way to Trojan it in. But, you know, this is my issue, okay? They've done a lot. The Congress has done an amazing amount of work since the beginning of Trump's presidency. It just isn't getting all the media attention as the two major issues, the tax bill and Obamacare. Repeal and replace. So since they failed Obamacare to repeal and replace, everybody says, oh, well, the GOP has done nothing. Okay, they actually have done a lot. We've seen the economy improve. And I'm not saying this just to, be a commercial or, you know, be a cheerleader for the GOP. But there has been a lot that has gotten passed and that has gotten done that has seemed to be very, very productive for our economy. But the tax bill is crucial. And one thing that has always bothered me about Washington and the way they do things in politics is they don't just do a simple, easy, you know, 2-3 sentence bill. These bills are long. They're legal documents, like any legal document. And it's so confusing. And then stuff gets thrown in there. Didn't the Obamacare bill have something to do with paper airplanes? What were their cardboard? There was some BS mixed into the Affordable Care Act, and to me, I think any sort of bill that's that crucial should be very pure, should be, you know, just having to do with that topic. You throw little tweaks in there and sneak little tweaks in there, it bothers me. Now, healthcare, that's no tweak. That's no little tweak. Okay? There's a huge argument that if we get rid of that provision, that mandate, it'll help the economy. All right? And I agree with that. Well, then why can't there just be one lined bill saying from here on out, you are not going to be penalized if you don't buy insurance? Period. End bill. And then just try and pass that. I think we would get more agreement line by line. Now, I understand there's a lot of paperwork, and I guess it costs money, and there's a lot of rigmarole for every single bill that has to get passed. But why aren't they doing little baby short bills? Well, because lawyers are writing them. I get it. Lawyers have to do what they have to do. You know, a lawyer, and in lawyers' defense, not that we want to be a show that, you know, takes time, right, defending lawyers, okay, and idolizing them in any means, but in their defense, lawyers have malpractice too. If a lawyer doesn't make a bill or a contract or some sort of a statement ironclad that protects the beholder, they could get sued. So whereas we doctors, well, not we, but, you know, those of us who are doctors, need to have a medical chart that basically looks like a congressional bill, so do attorneys when they make these bills. So I get how they're, you know, we don't want there to be a lot of interpretation. Look how we have to have a Supreme Court to interpret the Constitution. I thought the Constitution was pretty
apparent. You know, I think there's a lot of clarity in there, but apparently there has to be a lot of discussion. The Bible, there's a lot of discussion. Somebody reads the Bible and says, no, it doesn't say that. No, it doesn't say that. You're not supposed to boil a kid in its mother's milk. That means you don't kill a baby calf in mommy's milk. Whereas others go, no, it means you don't have a cheeseburger at McDonald's. So, there will be interpretation. There's always interpretation of the law. This is what lawyers love. This is their art. And it is exciting. You know, I don't think I would ever. Well, in a different life, I could see myself look at law because you really get to dissect and you get to chew and you get to soften with saliva. These statements and you get to try to interpret. I see how cool that is. I wouldn't want to devote my life to it, but I could see how cool that is. So anybody who's an attorney, I get that. And it does. It takes a high amount of intelligence and a real good command of the English language, which again, I don't have. So I bless everybody in this world, and lawyers have a place on this earth. I know we make fun of them a lot, but they have to do what they have to do because we don't know how to read anything more than fifth grade level. So when it comes to tax reform, I would really love to see this done. I am scared to death about what's coming up with our economy. I've said this multiple times, and for those of you new to the show, I talk about this trifecta that we're going to be up against. The first is, people don't like to walk into a Best Buy like they used to, a big, humongous commercial center, and go shopping. They like to shop online because there's online coupons, and they could price shop and get, a cheaper Xbox or a cheaper Christmas gift. And so with less people walking into these big commercial centers, there's less of an incentive for, big, huge companies to have real estate, like we saw with Radio Shack, like we saw with Fredericks of Hollywood. And not a lot of people are going to walk into an underwear store to buy their underwear. They're going to do it online in private. And so even though Victoria's Secret has expanded greatly because they have a lot of cool clothes and perfumes and things like that, Fredericks of Hollywood had to close down stores. And so many businesses are finding that they could operate a hell of a lot cheaper out of a warehouse and online. So why would big, companies take these huge anchors in commercial real estate areas? And you lose the anchor, then other stores lose traffic, and commercial real estate starts to tank. We also have the baby boomers aging out of their single-family residences, and we don't have enough millennials buying the houses that the baby boomers are moving out of. Hence, we're going to have a housing glut. And then automation is taking over many people's jobs. And so in addition to a commercial real estate glut and a residential real estate glut, we're going to be having higher unemployment as we have more immigrants coming in, illegal immigrants taking jobs, and we have less jobs available as automation is taking over. And with less commercial real estate, again, less employees needed. You could do a heck of a lot more with less employees out of a warehouse than you can with multiple retail stores. So we are going to be in for a world of hurt. All right. And, immigration reform, whether you think immigration reform is a, attack on a certain demographic or whether you think it's a good thing, somebody is going to have to, from an economic standpoint, find out how to decrease the number of individuals that need jobs. And so if we have a constant flow of people coming in who need jobs and we don't have enough jobs for our citizens, immigration reform may just come into play anyway because there's not going to be enough jobs. And people will say, well, I can't, come to the States and, get a job. So, it's going to be a very, very difficult next couple decades until we figure this out. So, yes, we do need tax reform. I'd like to get that done. With Obamacare, we're going to have to wait till January because I just don't think they can do a proper replacement. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So if you cook bacon or stir fry, that could be dangerous for you. The cooking of it. Not so much the eating of it. Well, I don't know if eating bacon is the healthiest thing. But apparently, you guys will see some headlines talking about how eating or cooking stir fry or cooking bacon causes air pollution that could contribute to human death. Now, what the hell is going on here? Well, it's very, very interesting. Okay. Researchers from Texas Tech and Utah State Universities found that when, let's say bacon, for example, which is very, very fatty, starts to splatter and sizzle. Don't you love the sound of sizzling bacon? I can't stand the taste of bacon.
I do not like bacon. I like Canadian bacon, but I do not like the taste of bacon. I don't. Anytime somebody sticks bacon bits in my milkshake, I can't stand it. It's disgusting. I just don't like the taste of bacon, but I sure as heck love the smell, and I sure love the sizzling. And the sizzling happens because of the fat starting to melt and then drip, etc. Well, they say the hot oils used in the frying process send droplets of fat into the air that could be dangerous when you breathe it in. Now, this is with bacon for now, okay? And we'll talk about the other. So, to test their theory, scientists heated pans of oil and recorded how they evaporated into the air after water was added to them. As the particles moved into the air, small oil explosions were sent around the room. In areas without sufficient ventilation, a buildup of these droplets seemed to be dangerous. Now, I don't know if you guys ever had a very, very small apartment or hole in the wall that you lived in. I did, right? And I remember above the stove, there would be a lot of brown and yellow, like, spots. And I remember looking at that going, I wonder if that got onto my face. I mean, if I'm cooking something or frying something and it's high enough to get up on the, you know, above me on the wall of the stove or even on the ceiling, then wow, there's some projectile, you know, action happening with that. So then why is stir fry a big deal? Well, stir fry has a lot of water. Vegetables carry a lot of water, as well as, you know, some of the chicken or some of the other things that you could be cooking. And so the water can also help project and cause these things to become aerosol, and then you breathe it in. So Assistant Professor Jeremy Marston of Texas Tech said, regardless of culinary skills, most people who have used a stovetop have encountered the result of water interacting with hot oil. We discovered that a very large number of small oil droplets are released when even a single small droplet of water comes into contact with hot oil. Remember, oil and water separate. So as soon as any water comes, let's say you sweat, right, while you're cooking and sweat drips into the food, that hot oil is going to splatter out. So during the test, it was found that foods with higher levels of water were even more dangerous, such as chicken and vegetables, when holding high amounts of liquid when being fried. So Professor Martin said, it's known that millions of deaths worldwide occur due to indoor air pollution, but we don't know yet how much cooking in poorly ventilated kitchens contributes to it. So what they suggest, it's not breathe the stuff in, which is kind of hard, or to have more ventilation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Only 1 in 10 adults eat enough fruits and vegetables. Only 1 in 10. That's a problem. Okay, I've been telling you guys to eat your vegetables, you bad boys and girls. And I had some coleslaw. I had some coleslaw the other day, so that counted as one serving, although I don't think coleslaw is the healthiest. And I did have some tomato, but other than that, I probably average maybe one-fifth the amount of fruit and vegetables. I had some grapes, but I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. I wish I did. So, according to the CDC, only 1 in 10 Americans are eating the recommended amount. Now, federal guidelines recommend eating 1.5 to 2 cups of fruit a day and 2 to 3 cups of vegetables each day. 2 years ago, only 9% of Americans ate enough veggies, while only 12% ate the required amount of fruit. So we're doing a little better from the vegetable standpoint. Sung-Hee Lee Kwan, Ph.D., the lead author of the study, released last week, warns that the lack of fruits and vegetables in American diets raises the risk of chronic disease, like diabetes, heart disease, etc. And we're missing out on essential vitamins, minerals, fiber that fruits and vegetables provide. I agree with that. They say the study also found consumption of fruits and vegetables was lower among men, young adults, and adults who live in poverty. To make matters worse, the most commonly eaten vegetable is potato. Why? You know, baked potato, tater tots, french fries. Yeah, potatoes have potassium. By the time you fry them, though, I don't know how much potassium you're getting. So the CDC has laid out several strategies for getting more Americans to eat fruits and veggies, including improving access to retail stores or starting to expand farmers' markets. You know, I don't know why we need to, I don't know why we need to baby people about their fruits and vegetables. You know, this is something, if you really look at a fruit and vegetable, they're gorgeous, very tantalizing things. The shapes are very easy to eat. Like, you know, I said, if you ever have a problem eating vegetables, make them vegetable spears. Cut them into long strips that you can put in your mouth. People like to chew on things. People like the whole popsicle stick style, candy bar style way of eating. And you can make carrots and vegetables more palatable that way. You can also dip them in some ranch dressing. I don't care. You know, green pepper you could spear. There's a lot of different things that you could do with vegetables. They're bright colored. They're fresh. They're crispy. You know, we as Americans, and I really blame us more than other countries, we think we have a choice. You know, that's where the problem is. We need to wake up in the morning and have a list of things that are not choices. You have to brush your teeth. It's just something you have to do. Now, we've learned that we want to brush our teeth because no one's going to kiss us, but you have to brush your teeth. You have to get a carrot into you. You have to eat a green pepper. These are things you have to do. You know, when you look at these people that lose weight, and these bodybuilders or these athletes, they have regimens. And whether they like to do it or not, that's what they do. I mean, think back to Rocky. Rocky cracked a whole bunch of raw eggs, drank it down, and did it. Now, true, Sylvester Stallone made millions of dollars on the movie. But if he really was Rocky Balboa, do you think he really liked the taste of raw eggs? No. By the way, very dangerous because of salmonella. But he, you know, it was in training. That's just what you do. You wake up and that's what you do. And so same thing with us and our kids. You know, they think, well, wait a second, I have my starch, I have my meat, I have my veggies, and I have dessert. I want dessert, so I will save room for dessert, and I'll just eat a little of this, and skip the vegetables. I see it with buffet lines. The vegetables are always sitting there, like with the Nutty Professor. Right? When the family came in, everything was eaten except the vegetables. The salad was sitting there. And I get it. We want to eat food that tastes good. And somehow, in the last few decades or last couple generations, we got the idea that we get to choose what to eat. And that it's okay and our bodies are going to acclimate. No, they don't. So this is really ridiculous. 1 in 10. And by the way, I heard that we're supposed to have 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. So if the federal guidelines are now saying 2 to 3 cups of vegetables a day or 1 to 2 cups of fruit and 1 to 2 cups of fruit. Okay, I can dig that. I'm fine with that. I'm down with that. But, just any time you could get a vegetable in you or something, do that. All right? And make it a daily ritual. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000. 888-660-7000.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, a lot of updates here. Country music star Mel Tillis, who we loved, had died early Sunday morning. He was only 85 years old. He died at the Monroe Regional Medical Center in Ocala, Florida. He had been battling intestinal issues, and unfortunately, he had succumbed to respiratory failure over the weekend. He was a prolific singer, songwriter. I guess he penned more than 1,000
songs, according to CNN, recorded more than 60 albums in a career that spanned six decades, worked with Kenny Rogers, George Strait, Ricky Skaggs, and Coca-Cola Cowboy, Good Woman Blues, just, he was in the Country Music Hall of Fame, and, was a phenomenal artist, and so very, very sad news, and multiple movies and TV appearance. He was, I think, in the Dukes of Hazzard and Cannonball Run and Smokey and the Bandit, and just an all-over man that just made you smile and feel good on the inside. So we say goodbye to Mel Tillis. David Cassidy is in multi-organ failure. This news broke over the weekend when the Partridge Family and 1970s teen heartthrob, I mean, everybody loved David Cassidy, had been admitted to a Florida hospital, and we were told that he was put into a medically induced coma awaiting a liver and kidney transplant. Some reports said liver transplant, some said kidney, but from what I understand, he's waiting for both. Now, David Cassidy is only 67 years old. And he had earlier in the year fallen off a stage during a performance in California and had been very open about alcohol abuse and drug addiction in the past, but had revealed to People magazine earlier this year that he had been suffering dementia. Now, chronic alcohol use can lead to dementia. We talk about Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, where you don't appear to maintain your cognition due to thiamine deficiency, B1, vitamin B1. When you drink alcohol, you don't really seem to take in as much nutrition as you should. Plus, the alcohol does a number on your GI system such that you can't absorb food well and you can't absorb nutrients well. And so anybody who drinks, alcohol to a severe degree, we will always, when we see you in the hospital, give you thiamine and supplement your B1 as well as other B vitamins to make sure that we prevent you going into this sort of dementia. Sometimes the dementia is reversible, sometimes it's not. And so David Cassidy, I think he was the older boy in the Partridge Family, and he just had a little rebel to him, but he was a mama's boy, and girls loved him. I mean, I was on McIntyre in the Morning with Rob Marinko and David McIntyre earlier today talking about this, where, he was on every, thermos and lunchbox, and girls loved him. Me, I didn't have a poster of David Cassidy. My sister loved him. I had a Parker Lewis Stevenson because I liked the Hardy Boys. I was little. Yeah, I was really, really young in the 70s, so but I still had crushes. I knew how to do that. But unfortunately, David Cassidy has had multiple drunk driving offenses. We've seen his mugshot. In 2015, he was charged with a hit and run while intoxicated. He had been given 2 years probation and didn't lose his license until the year 2021. And so when we were told that he was in multi-organ failure, what is that? So multiple organ failure, or when I was in training, we called it multi-organ failure, but now they have a new name for it called multiple organ dysfunction syndrome. It can be caused by a variety of factors. And most commonly, we'll see somebody go into MODS, or multiple organ dysfunction syndrome, if they're septic, if they have an infection. And so, not everybody that goes into multiple organ failure is from an infection, but sepsis is the most common cause. And we've talked about a variety of cases where people lost their hands, lost their limbs because they went into septic shock, lost a kidney, lost an organ, because the body has to shunt blood and hypoperfuse, underperfuse organs in order to maintain the heart and the brain function. And so with him, with David Cassidy, we don't know if it's an infection. We don't know if it was trauma, inflammation could do it, but for some reason, his organs are starting to fail. Now, going back to dementia, people go, well, wait a second. Why did David Cassidy get dementia per se? Didn't he go through rehab? He did. He went through some rehab. And sometimes the damage that the alcohol does, because alcohol is a toxin, sometimes the damage could be long-lasting. But you also have to remember, somebody with alcohol issues, not only could they be thiamine deficient, but they could also have falls, multiple accidents, sustained head trauma, very similar to a football player would, with CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. So it's not that unheard of, somebody who drinks alcohol chronically, to start losing some of their brain function. And when he had fallen off a stage, he had told People magazine that he was suffering from dementia. We don't know to what degree. He obviously went through the interview very well. But if now he's in multiple organ failure, I wouldn't be surprised that that was a very, very true account of what he had been battling. So, what is the mortality rate of multiple organ failure? It could be 100%, but it could also be as low as 30%. People can survive multiple organ failure. Now, one big concern is if David Cassidy is waiting for an organ, are they going to give him an organ based on his past of alcohol and drug abuse? Alcohol and drug abuse will not necessarily contraindicate you for life, but if there's a working liver and there's a teenager who hasn't drunk alcohol that needs it, that teenager may get it over, you know, David Cassidy, hypothetically. And so we generally don't see liver transplants going to people who were alcoholic if the transplant team does not feel confident that that person has overcome their alcohol addiction. Remember, they want longevity with these organs. And, you know, a very public case came about with that boy who had smoked marijuana, had developed pneumonia, and needed a lung transplant, a bilateral lung transplant. And the transplant center declined him because he smoked marijuana. And there was a whole big uproar with that. But, you know, what ends up happening is, you know, these transplant centers have to decide, look, is this organ going to give somebody years of life? And a non-smoker is probably going to get the lung transplant before a smoker, whether they smoke tobacco or whether they smoke marijuana. Now, unfortunately, the boy did get a lung transplant, but unfortunately died. We heard from a fungal infection. And, you know, one theory that arose is, you know, marijuana isn't very clean and sterile, obviously. And did he, unfortunately, inhale originally fungus from the original marijuana that put him into such a bad pneumonia? So we don't have a lot of details on that, but we have seen people refused transplants based on prior health choices. And many people would agree with those requirements and those restrictions because they want the longevity of the organ. Organs are so rare when they do get donated. Unfortunately, he's right now fighting for his life. You'll sometimes hear the term SIRS, systemic inflammatory response syndrome. That is where there's an inflammatory response could put somebody into multiple organ failure. You have hypoperfusion, low blood flow, and hypotension, low blood pressure, that causes a lack of blood flow to the organs. And so whether it's infection, whether it's ischemia, lack of blood flow, whether it's inflammation, any of these could trigger a cascade that puts multiple organs to malfunction. And if you have two organs malfunction, we're going to call it multi-organ failure. So if David Cassidy's only dealing with, you know, brain, liver and kidney, the problem is we have to kind of also include maybe brain. So, but at least two organs, we'll call it MODS, or we'll call it a multiple organ dysfunction syndrome. So, you know, we pray for him. We hope he could get through this. You know, battling alcohol addiction, you know, it when somebody, you know, turns to alcohol and drugs, it's not that they're bad people. You know, being a teen, Doug McIntyre was talking about how, you know, being a teen idol, especially in the pop world, you know, unless you're Cher, Elton John, Billy Joel, who's able to make the shift and pivot with the older generation, it's very easy for you to go by the wayside. And he was a hero and then, you know, didn't get the same fame. And it's crushing to a lot of people, especially when they're young, when they start. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't
Don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.